Hello there, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Monday, June 8th. Today is National Best Friends Day, so take a moment to appreciate that special person who knows all your stories, has seen you at your worst, and somehow still answers when you call. Coming up today, the Bishop Senior Center closure has been extended. Inyo County landfills are making payments more convenient. The Mammoth Lakes Foundation has new scholarship opportunities. Inyo Search and Rescue completes a difficult overnight rescue on Lone Pine Peak. Mammoth Lakes reminds residents and visitors how to report problem bear behavior. And we'll have road updates and your community calendar. Today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast is brought to you by Great Basin Bakery in Bishop. Baking fresh bread, bagels, pastry, sandwiches every day right here in Bishop. Whether you need a breakfast before work, lunch for the road, or a pastry because Monday happened without your permission, Great Basin Bakery has the fresh baked motivation to get you moving. Stop by and support a true Bishop favorite. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. The Inyo County Health and Human Services Department announces that the Bishop Senior Center will continue to be closed through June 12th due to emergency maintenance and repairs related to a recent water leak. Additional remediation and construction will continue during this time. Senior congregate meals and events at the center are canceled for the week of June 7th. Home-delivered meals will continue without interruption and will be delivered according to the normal schedule. Seniors who normally attend congregate meal service in Bishop will be assessed for needs during this extended closure. Seniors who need a bus pass may obtain one at the Inyo County Office Building located at 1360 North Main between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. The county is working as quickly as possible to complete repairs and reopen the center for regular services. They apologize for any inconvenience this unexpected closure has caused. For questions or assistance, please contact the Inyo County Health and Human Services Department, 760-873-5240. Inyo County residents now have an easier way to take care of their disposal needs. The Bishop Sunland Landfill and the Lone Pine Landfill currently accept both cash and credit card payments, making transactions faster and more convenient for customers. Despite these service upgrades, landfill rates will remain at their existing low, affordable prices. As always, Inyo County reminds residents, don't forget to recycle. Our landfill space is limited, and by recycling properly, we can preserve that space and manage our waste responsibly for years to come, a spokesperson said. For more information, please contact Inyo County Public Works at 760-873-7191 or visit the Recycling and Waste Management webpage at inyocounty.us/services/solid-waste. The Mammoth Lakes Foundation is excited to announce that applications are now being accepted for the Gary McCoy Next Mile Scholarship, a new opportunity supporting local students as they pursue the next step in their educational and career journeys. Whether you're transferring to a four-year university, pursuing a career technical education program, workforce training, certifications, or the skilled trades, eligible students may request up to $10,000 per academic year to help cover tuition, books, tools, equipment, certification fees, transportation, and other educational expenses. And don't forget about Dave Scholars. If you're a Mono County resident planning to attend Saracoso Community College, our Dave's Scholars program provides tuition and book scholarships, mentorship, and student support, making it possible to earn a degree or certificate close to home while saving thousands on the cost of higher education. Dave Scholars applications for fall 2026 are due August 1st, but students are strongly encouraged to apply as soon as they complete their fall enrollment to help avoid being dropped from classes for non-payment. Learn more and apply for both scholarship opportunities at mammothlakesfoundation.org. On Monday, May 25th, Inyo Search and Rescue responded to a climber who had fallen on the descent of Lone Pine Peak. After summiting, the climber had taken the wrong descent gully and experienced a fall that led to a foot injury. The chosen gully was steeper and put the climber into the wrong exit drainage. Thankfully, he was able to climb up and out of the gully towards the correct drainage and made it approximately 13,500 feet where he was able to get cell reception and call for help. Shortly after the call, a helicopter helicopter from Sequoia Kings Canyon National Park attempted a rescue. They could not retrieve him, but they were able to drop a bag of supplies, and this time, no other air support was available. As the evening continued, the temperature dropped, and the climber reported that he was going to continue to descend. Once he got lower, all communication was lost. In the meantime, five rescuers assembled, and at approximately 10 p.m., three rescuers began hiking with overnight gear. While on the trail, they were notified that the National Guard was responding with a Black Hawk. Since the weather was predicted to worsen over the next day, it was decided that a night rescue would be attempted instead of waiting until morning. At 1 a.m., the team made contact with the climber, providing medical care, and moved him to a location where the National Guard could hoist him out at 2:30 a.m. The National Guard arrived, and the climber, as well as the three rescuers, were extracted and transported back to Bishop. The incident highlights the importance of having a reliable communication device when in the backcountry, and especially while alone. It is recommended to always have a device capable of satellite communication. Additionally, it highlights that air support may not always be available, and that any rescue could potentially take many hours. In your search and rescue, wishes the patient a speedy recovery. And we at Eastern Sierra Now would like to thank Inyo Search and Rescue for all that you do. If you've been in Bishop for more than 10 minutes, you already know that Great Basin Bakery is basically a local landmark. Fresh breads, cookies, and they can turn any bad day around. And sandwiches that make your lunch feel like a small holiday. And here's the inside scoop. If you're headed towards the brand new Marshall's store, don't miss Great Basin's outlet store right nearby. Perfect for stocking up before your next Eastern Sierra adventure. Or let's be honest, the drive home. Great Basin Bakery, where local flavor meets unbeatable freshness, and now dangerously close to your shopping cart. Bears have long been a prominent symbol of wildlife in Mammoth Lakes, and it's everyone's responsibility to respect and care for them and laugh at their jokes, waka waka. An often overlooked key to successful cohabitation is reporting bad bear behavior as soon as it occurs. By reporting a bear that is demonstrating bad behavior, such as getting overly close to people, getting into dumpsters, or threatening the people for food, you allow professionals the opportunity to teach the bear proper behavior through negative conditioning. This helps prevent the bear from evolving into further bad behavior that can lead to conflict. The town is dedicated to caring for all wildlife and continues to grow its partnership with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to help manage the wildlife in our community. Both agencies have reporting tools available. Please keep them in mind this summer, and let's all work together to help keep our bears and our community safe. I mean, those are just the bear necessities. Waka waka. Blue Heron Farm is helping lead the Lumpy, Lovely, and Legendary Produce Contest at the Tri-County Fair this year, a celebration of homegrown fruits and vegetables from backyard gardens, small farms, kids, grandparents, first-time growers, and seasoned dirt-under-the-fingernail legends. There will be prizes for best-looking, ugliest, and largest produce, with youth and adult divisions. Winners of each category receive a $25 Blue Heron Farm gift card. So if you got a tomato worth showing off, a squash that may need its own seatbelt, or a carrot with an entire personality, this is your sign to start planning now. The contest will be held on Saturday, September 5th in the Charles Brown Building. Entry drop-off is from 3 to 3 p.m., and judging starts at 3:30 p.m. Winners will be announced at 4 p.m. And the best part, entry's free, and your contest entry gets you free fair admission. Just bring your produce to the front gate and let them know you're entering the local produce contest. Growing something great, strange, enormous, or wonderfully lumpy takes time. Start planting, start scheming, and start watching your garden for anything that looks like it might deserve a blue ribbon. Grow it, bring it, and celebrate it. I swear whoever wrote that press release, they did it just to remind me that I'm on the radio. Keep it clean. No off-color jokes, Jesse. Keep it together. Jesse. Keep it together. Keep it together. I just took a big breath and I got through it. Summer is a great time to check in on the Inyo County Free Library and check out what they have to offer. What resources are available to you? Summer reading programs for children. Free Wi-Fi and ebooks. Printing and scanning. A growing library of things, including a home energy audit, induction cook sets, blood pressure monitors, and garden seeds, audio CD, Blu-ray, and DVDs. Children under 18 can even get their own library card. A parent or guardian just needs to sign the library card application in person at the local branch. Visit your local Inyo County free library branch and bring a piece of mail for proof or local address and a photo ID. All cards are only issued to local Inyo County residents. Get a library card and start reading and more today. Learn the fundamentals of emergency shelter operations and help support your community when it matters most. Join the American Red Cross and Mono County HHS for hands-on emergency shelter training in Bridgeport and June Lake this June. On Monday, June 15th, an emergency shelter exercise will be held at 73 North School Street in Bridgeport from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Tuesday, June 16th, an emergency shelter fundamentals workshop will be held at 90 West Granite Avenue in June Lake from 1 to 5 p.m. You'll learn registration, basic operations, and support, and client care and safety. Call Mono County Health and Human Services at 760-920-1780. For more information. Now to some roads near Aspendell on State Route 168 West from Reservoir Road to Big Trees Road. There will be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience 5-minute delays. Work runs Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. In Bishop, on the northbound lanes of US 395, the outside lane and shoulder remain closed from the Bishop Creek Bridge to Barlow Lane. The shoulders in both directions will intermittently close from Tusu Lane to CV Lane. All driveways remain accessible during construction. The speed limit within the work area is 25 miles per hour. Work is scheduled Tuesday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. Also in Bishop, the southbound outside lane and sidewalk of US 395 between Academy and Line is closed and turns into Academy Avenue and Church Street are available. The speed limit is reduced to 35 miles per hour from CV Lane to Y Road, and work is scheduled Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Drivers may experience, you guessed it, brief delays. In Mammoth, US 395 from State Route 203 to Sawmill Cutoff Road, the shoulder in both directions will be closed Monday from 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue. We're gathering around good food. Well, that's always worth adding to the schedule. Whether you're heading to a concert, community meeting, a local market, or just hanging out with your best friend on Best Friends Day for a serious plate of barbecue. Copper Top brings real smoke, big flavor, and plenty of big pine hospitality. CopperTopBarbecue.com. Bishop Community Band will begin their summer season of concerts in the City Park tonight at 8 p.m. The music will include marches, popular songs, jazz arrangements, and popular novelty numbers. Bring a chair and or a blanket and enjoy the cool of the evening with the music of the Bishop Community Band. Every concert is absolutely free of charge. The Southern Inyo Healthcare District Board of Directors will hold a personnel and regular meeting on Tuesday. The personnel committee meeting is at 3:30 p.m. and the regular board meeting is at 4:30 p.m. The district encourages citizens to attend board meetings to stay updated on important community issues. Sierra Summer Nights launches in Mammoth Lakes at Mammoth Creek Park on June 11th. The all-ages community event will feature local artisan vendors and food trucks, Blue Heron local produce, live music from 6 to 8 p.m., cornhole games, and complimentary access to the Mammoth Rec Zone from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Friday Night Market will be held on Academy Street in Bishop on June 12th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. The market will feature local crafters, artists, food trucks, and live music. Market parking is available behind Academy on Church Street. Bishop Elks Lodge number 1603 is hosting a Flag Day celebration at Elks Park on June 14th at 12:30 p.m. Celebrate Flag Day with the Bishop community. They'll have a flag ceremony, barbecue, hot dogs, games, and more. Volunteer Eastern Sierra's Not Your Grandma's Bingo returns on Tuesday, June 16th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Warming Hut in Mammoth. Registration starts at 5 p.m. Mono County Search and Rescue will receive all proceeds. Come to support their life-saving efforts and have a rollicking good time. Eastern Sierra Land Trust is hosting their annual pollinator mixer at their Bishop office on Wednesday, June 17th, 4 to 6 p.m. Celebrate National Pollinator Week and kick off the summer while enjoying beverages, appetizers, and mingling with friends. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now update for Monday, June 8th. Thanks for starting your week with us and for staying informed about what's happening throughout Inyo and Mono counties. And thank you again to Great Basin Bakery and Bishop for sponsoring today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast. We'll have another Eastern Sierra Now update for you on KIBS KBOV at 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. every weekday. When you need the news between those broadcasts, check EasternSierraNow.com, open the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on your social channels, and subscribe on YouTube for local reporting, interviews, entertainment, and programs like Just a Minute. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great Monday. Check in with your best friend. And remember, a true best friend will always tell you the truth. And sometimes that's a problem.